Being and Nothingness by Jean-Paul Sartre. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Being and Nothingness, an Essay on Phenomenological Ontology is a 1943 book by Jean-Paul Sartre, in which the author asserts the individual's existence as prior to the individual's essence. Essence is commonly used to mean nature. The book was influential in the existentialist movement. It is considered Sartre's most important philosophical work. The book is divided into two parts. The first part, The Problem of Nothingness, examines the nature of nothingness and its relation to being. Sartre argues that nothingness lies at the heart of being, and that it is the source of all freedom and creativity. He also argues that nothingness is not a negation of being, but rather a part of being itself. The second part, The Phenomenology of Nothingness, examines the phenomenology of nothingness, or the experience of nothingness. Sartre argues that nothingness is experienced as a lack of being, and that it is the source of all suffering and despair. He also argues that nothingness is the source of all freedom and creativity, and that it is the basis of all authentic human relationships. In Being and Nothingness, Sartre argues that human beings are fundamentally free and responsible for their own actions. He argues that human beings are not determined by their environment or by their past, but rather that they are free to choose their own destiny. He also argues that human beings are not determined by their essence, but rather that they are free to create their own essence. Finally, Sartre argues that human beings are not determined by their circumstances, but rather that they are free to create their own circumstances. Being and Nothingness is an important work in the history of philosophy, and it has had a profound influence on existentialism and on the philosophy of freedom. It is considered to be one of the most important works of 20th century philosophy, and it is still widely read and discussed today. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Existence precedes essence. Sartre argues that humans exist first and then define themselves, rather than having a predetermined essence that defines them. Existence precedes essence is a concept proposed by Jean-Paul Sartre in his book Being and Nothingness. According to Sartre, humans exist first and then define themselves, rather than having a predetermined essence that defines them. This means that humans are free to choose their own paths and create their own identities, rather than being bound by predetermined roles or expectations. Sartre argues that humans are responsible for their own actions and must take responsibility for the consequences of their choices. He also believes that humans are capable of making meaningful choices and that these choices can shape their lives and the world around them. In this way, Sartre suggests that humans have the power to create their own destinies and that they should use this power to create a better world. Sartre's concept of existence precedes essence is an important part of his philosophy of existentialism. Existentialism is a philosophical movement that emphasizes the importance of individual freedom and responsibility. It rejects the idea that humans are predetermined by fate or predetermined by a higher power. Instead, existentialists believe that humans are free to make their own choices and that these choices can have a profound impact on their lives and the world around them. Existentialism is a powerful philosophical concept that has had a profound influence on modern thought and culture. Main idea number 2. Consciousness is a fact of existence. Sartre claims that consciousness is an inescapable part of being human, and that it is the basis of all human action. Consciousness is a fact of existence that cannot be denied. It is the very essence of being human, and it is the foundation of all human action. Consciousness is the awareness of one's own existence, and it is the source of all thought, feeling, and action. It is the basis of our ability to make choices and to take responsibility for our actions. It is the source of our ability to think, to reason, and to create. It is the basis of our ability to experience joy, sorrow, and all other emotions. It is the basis of our ability to form relationships and to interact with others. In short, consciousness is the foundation of our humanity. Sartre argues that consciousness is an inescapable part of being human. We cannot deny its existence, nor can we ignore its implications. We cannot escape the fact that we are conscious beings, and that our consciousness is the source of all our actions. We cannot deny that our consciousness is the basis of our ability to make choices and to take responsibility for our actions. We cannot deny that our consciousness is the source of our ability to think, to reason, and to create. We cannot deny that our consciousness is the basis of our ability to experience joy, sorrow, and all other emotions. We cannot deny that our consciousness is the basis of our ability to form relationships and to interact with others. In short, consciousness is an inescapable fact of existence. Sartre's view of consciousness is an important reminder that we are responsible for our own actions. We cannot deny the fact that we are conscious beings, and that our consciousness is the source of all our actions. We must take responsibility for our choices and our actions, and we must recognize that our consciousness is the basis of our ability to make those choices and take those actions. Consciousness is a fact of existence, and it is up to us to make the most of it. Main idea number 3. Freedom is an essential part of being. Sartre argues that humans are fundamentally free, and that this freedom is the source of all moral responsibility. Sartre argues that freedom is an essential part of being human. He believes that humans are fundamentally free, and that this freedom is the source of all moral responsibility. He states that humans are not predetermined by any external forces, but rather that they are responsible for their own actions and choices. He further argues that this freedom is not something that can be taken away, but rather something that must be embraced and used to make meaningful decisions. Sartre believes that humans must take responsibility for their own actions and choices, and that this is the only way to truly be free. He argues that freedom is not something that can be given or taken away, but rather something that must be embraced and used to make meaningful decisions. Sartre also argues that freedom is essential for authentic living. He believes that humans must take responsibility for their own actions and choices, and that this is the only way to truly be free. He argues that freedom is not something that can be given or taken away, but rather something that must be embraced and used to make meaningful decisions. He further argues that authentic living requires humans to take responsibility for their own actions and choices, and that this is the only way to truly be free. In conclusion, Sartre argues that freedom is an essential part of being human. He believes that humans are fundamentally free, and that this freedom is the source of all moral responsibility. He further argues that freedom is essential for authentic living, and that humans must take responsibility for their own actions and choices in order to be truly free. Main idea number 4. Bad faith is a form of self-deception. Sartre claims that humans can deceive themselves into believing that they are not free, and that this is a form of bad faith. Bad faith is a form of self-deception in which a person denies or avoids the truth of their own existence. According to Jean-Paul Sartre, bad faith is a way of avoiding the responsibility of making choices and decisions in life. It is a way of denying one's freedom and the power of choice. Sartre believes that humans are free and responsible for their own actions, and that bad faith is a way of avoiding this responsibility. Sartre claims that bad faith is a form of self-deception in which a person denies or avoids the truth of their own existence. He believes that humans can deceive themselves into believing that they are not free, and that this is a form of bad faith. He argues that humans can use bad faith to deny their freedom and responsibility, and to avoid making difficult decisions. He believes that this is a form of self-deception, as it is a way of avoiding the truth of one's own existence. Sartre believes that bad faith is a form of self-deception that can lead to a lack of authenticity and a lack of freedom. He argues that humans can use bad faith to deny their freedom and responsibility, and to avoid making difficult decisions. He believes that this is a form of self-deception, as it is a way of avoiding the truth of one's own existence. He believes that bad faith is a form of self-deception that can lead to a lack of authenticity and a lack of freedom. Main idea number 5. Nothingness is an essential part of being. Sartre argues that nothingness is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human suffering. Nothingness is an essential part of being human, according to Jean-Paul Sartre. He argues that nothingness is the source of all human suffering, and that it is an integral part of our existence. Nothingness is the absence of something, and it is this absence that creates a sense of longing and emptiness in us. We are constantly striving to fill this void, but it is an impossible task. We can never truly fill the void, and this is what causes us to suffer. Sartre believes that nothingness is a fundamental part of our being, and that it is something that we must accept and embrace. He argues that it is only through accepting nothingness that we can truly understand ourselves and our place in the world. Nothingness is a reminder of our mortality, and it is a reminder that we are all finite beings. It is only through accepting this fact that we can truly appreciate the beauty and fragility of life. Nothingness is an essential part of being human, and it is something that we must learn to accept and embrace. It is only through understanding and accepting nothingness that we can truly understand ourselves and our place in the world. Nothingness is a reminder of our mortality, and it is a reminder that we are all finite beings. It is only through accepting this fact that we can truly appreciate the beauty and fragility of life. Main idea number 6. The look is a form of interaction. Sartre claims that the look is a form of interaction between two people, and that it is a form of power. Sartre claims that the look is a form of interaction between two people, and that it is a form of power. He argues that when two people look at each other, they are engaging in a form of communication that is both physical and psychological. The look is a way of conveying information, feelings, and intentions without the need for words. It is a form of nonverbal communication that can be used to establish a connection between two people, or to express dominance or submission. Sartre believes that the look is a form of power because it can be used to control the behavior of another person. He argues that when one person looks at another, they are asserting their power over the other person. The look can be used to intimidate, to manipulate, or to establish dominance. It can also be used to express feelings of love, admiration, or respect. The look is an important form of communication that can be used to establish relationships, to express feelings, and to control the behavior of others. It is a powerful form of interaction that can be used to influence the behavior of another person. Sartre's idea of the look as a form of interaction is an important concept in understanding the dynamics of human relationships. Main idea number 7. Being for others is a form of self-awareness. Sartre argues that being for others is a form of self-awareness, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. Sartre argues that being for others is a form of self-awareness, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. He explains that when we interact with others, we are able to gain insight into our own thoughts, feelings, and motivations. We can observe how we react to different situations, and how our behavior is shaped by our relationships with others. This self-awareness allows us to better understand ourselves and our place in the world. Sartre also argues that being for others is a form of freedom. He explains that when we interact with others, we are able to make choices and decisions that are based on our own values and beliefs. This freedom allows us to create our own identity and to live our lives in accordance with our own values. By engaging in meaningful relationships with others, we can gain a better understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. Ultimately, Sartre argues that being for others is a form of self-awareness that is essential for understanding oneself. Through meaningful relationships with others, we can gain insight into our own thoughts, feelings, and motivations. We can also gain a better understanding of our own identity and our place in the world. By engaging in meaningful relationships with others, we can gain a better understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. Main idea number 8. The other is an essential part of being. Sartre claims that the other is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human relationships. Sartre argues that the other is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human relationships. He claims that the other is the only way for us to become aware of ourselves, and that without the other, we would not be able to recognize our own existence. He further states that the other is the only way for us to understand our own identity, and that without the other, we would not be able to understand our own identity. He also claims that the other is the only way for us to experience love, and that without the other, we would not be able to experience love. Sartre believes that the other is essential to our being, and that it is the source of all human relationships. He argues that the other is the only way for us to become aware of ourselves, and that without the other, we would not be able to recognize our own existence. He further states that the other is the only way for us to understand our own identity, and that without the other, we would not be able to understand our own identity. He also claims that the other is the only way for us to experience love, and that without the other, we would not be able to experience love. Sartre's idea of the other as an essential part of being human is an important concept in his philosophy. He believes that the other is the source of all human relationships, and that without the other, we would not be able to recognize our own existence, understand our own identity, or experience love. He argues that the other is essential to our being, and that it is the source of all human relationships. Main idea number 9. Authenticity is a form of self-realization. Sartre argues that authenticity is a form of self-realization, and that it is essential for living a meaningful life. Authenticity is a form of self-realization that is essential for living a meaningful life, according to Jean-Paul Sartre. He argues that in order to be authentic, one must be aware of their own freedom and take responsibility for their choices and actions. Authenticity is not just about being true to oneself, but also about being honest and genuine with others. It is about being true to one's values and beliefs, and living in accordance with them. Authenticity is also about being open to change and growth, and being willing to take risks and make mistakes. It is about being honest with oneself and others, and being willing to accept the consequences of one's choices. Authenticity is a form of self-realization that allows one to live a meaningful life, and to be true to oneself and others. Authenticity is a form of self-realization that is essential for living a meaningful life, according to Jean-Paul Sartre. He argues that in order to be authentic, one must be aware of their own freedom and take responsibility for their choices and actions. Authenticity is not just about being true to oneself, but also about being honest and genuine with others. It is about being true to one's values and beliefs, and living in accordance with them. Authenticity is also about being open to change and growth, and being willing to take risks and make mistakes. It is about being honest with oneself and others, and being willing to accept the consequences of one's choices. Authenticity is a form of self-realization that allows one to live a meaningful life, and to be true to oneself and others. Authenticity is a form of self-realization that requires courage and strength. It is not easy to be true to oneself and to live in accordance with one's values and beliefs. It requires one to be honest with oneself and others, and to be willing to take risks and make mistakes. It also requires one to be open to change and growth, and to accept the consequences of one's choices. Authenticity is a form of self-realization that allows one to live a meaningful life, and to be true to oneself and others. Main idea number 10. Anguish is an essential part of being. Sartre claims that anguish is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human anxiety. Anguish is an essential part of being human, according to Jean-Paul Sartre. He argues that it is the source of all human anxiety, and that it is an unavoidable part of the human experience. Sartre believes that anguish is a result of our freedom to choose our own paths in life, and that it is a necessary consequence of our ability to make decisions. He argues that without the possibility of making choices, we would not experience anguish, but that it is an essential part of being human. Sartre believes that anguish is a result of our awareness of our own mortality. He argues that we are aware of our own mortality, and that this awareness leads to a feeling of anguish. He believes that this anguish is a result of our inability to escape our mortality, and that it is an unavoidable part of being human. He argues that this anguish is a necessary part of our existence, and that it is an essential part of being human. Sartre believes that anguish is a result of our awareness of our own freedom. He argues that we are aware of our own freedom, and that this awareness leads to a feeling of anguish. He believes that this anguish is a result of our inability to escape our freedom, and that it is an unavoidable part of being human. He argues that this anguish is a necessary part of our existence, and that it is an essential part of being human. Sartre believes that anguish is a result of our awareness of our own responsibility. He argues that we are aware of our own responsibility, and that this awareness leads to a feeling of anguish. He believes that this anguish is a result of our inability to escape our responsibility, and that it is an unavoidable part of being human. He argues that this anguish is a necessary part of our existence, and that it is an essential part of being human. Main idea number 11. The body is an essential part of being. Sartre argues that the body is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human experience. Sartre argues that the body is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human experience. He claims that the body is the only thing that can be experienced directly, and that it is the only thing that can be known with certainty. He further argues that the body is the only thing that can be used to make sense of the world, and that it is the only thing that can be used to make decisions. He believes that the body is the only thing that can be used to create meaning and purpose in life, and that it is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of identity. Sartre also argues that the body is the only thing that can be used to create relationships with other people. He believes that the body is the only thing that can be used to communicate with others, and that it is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of community. He further argues that the body is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of belonging, and that it is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of security. He believes that the body is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of freedom, and that it is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of joy. In conclusion, Sartre argues that the body is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human experience. He believes that the body is the only thing that can be used to make sense of the world, and that it is the only thing that can be used to create meaning and purpose in life. He further argues that the body is the only thing that can be used to create relationships with other people, and that it is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of belonging and security. Ultimately, Sartre believes that the body is the only thing that can be used to create a sense of freedom and joy, and that it is the essential part of being human. Main idea number 12. The imagination is a form of self-expression. Sartre claims that the imagination is a form of self-expression, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. Sartre claims that the imagination is a form of self-expression, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. He argues that the imagination is a way of creating a world of possibilities, and that it is through this world of possibilities that we can come to understand ourselves. He believes that the imagination is a tool for self-discovery, and that it is through the imagination that we can come to understand our own desires, motivations, and values. Sartre also argues that the imagination is a way of expressing our innermost thoughts and feelings. He believes that the imagination is a way of expressing our innermost selves, and that it is through this expression that we can come to understand our own identity. He argues that the imagination is a way of expressing our innermost selves, and that it is through this expression that we can come to understand our own identity. Finally, Sartre argues that the imagination is a way of creating a world of possibilities, and that it is through this world of possibilities that we can come to understand ourselves. He believes that the imagination is a tool for self-discovery, and that it is through the imagination that we can come to understand our own desires, motivations, and values. He argues that the imagination is a way of expressing our innermost selves, and that it is through this expression that we can come to understand our own identity. Main idea number 13. The absurd is an essential part of being. Sartre argues that the absurd is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human creativity. Sartre argues that the absurd is an essential part of being human. He believes that it is the source of all human creativity, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He states that the absurd is the only way to make sense of the world, and that it is the only way to truly understand the human condition. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human experience, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human condition, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. Sartre believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human experience, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human condition, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human experience, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human condition, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. Sartre believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human experience, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human condition, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human experience, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human condition, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. Sartre argues that the absurd is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human creativity. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the world, and that it is the only way to truly understand the human condition. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human experience, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. He believes that the absurd is the only way to truly understand the human condition, and that it is the only way to truly understand the world. Main idea number 14. Despair is an essential part of being. Sartre claims that despair is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human suffering. Sartre argues that despair is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human suffering. He claims that despair is a necessary part of our existence, and that it is an unavoidable consequence of our freedom. According to Sartre, despair is the result of our awareness of our own mortality and our inability to escape it. He believes that it is only through the experience of despair that we can truly understand our own freedom and the choices we make in life. Sartre argues that despair is an essential part of being human because it is the only way to truly understand our own freedom. He claims that without despair, we would be unable to make meaningful choices in life, as we would not be aware of the consequences of our actions. He believes that despair is the only way to truly understand our own mortality and the choices we make in life. He argues that without despair, we would be unable to truly understand our own freedom and the choices we make in life. Sartre believes that despair is an essential part of being human because it is the only way to truly understand our own mortality and the choices we make in life. He argues that without despair, we would be unable to truly understand our own freedom and the choices we make in life. He claims that despair is the only way to truly understand our own mortality and the choices we make in life, and that it is the only way to truly understand our own freedom and the choices we make in life. Main idea number 15. The unconscious is a form of self-knowledge. Sartre argues that the unconscious is a form of self-knowledge, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. Sartre argues that the unconscious is a form of self-knowledge, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. He claims that the unconscious is a repository of knowledge that is not immediately accessible to the conscious mind, but which can be accessed through introspection and self-reflection. He believes that the unconscious is a source of insight into one's true nature, and that it can provide a deeper understanding of oneself than can be gained through conscious thought alone. Sartre argues that the unconscious is a form of self-knowledge because it contains information about one's desires, motivations, and beliefs. He believes that this knowledge can be used to gain insight into one's true self, and to make decisions that are in line with one's true values and beliefs. He also believes that the unconscious can provide a sense of direction and purpose in life, and can help to guide one's actions and decisions. Sartre believes that the unconscious is an important part of self-knowledge, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. He argues that it is only through understanding the unconscious that one can gain a true understanding of oneself, and that this understanding is essential for living a meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 16. The will is a form of self-determination. Sartre claims that the will is a form of self-determination, and that it is essential for living a meaningful life. Sartre argues that the will is a form of self-determination, and that it is essential for living a meaningful life. He claims that the will is the only thing that can give us the freedom to choose our own destiny, and that it is the only thing that can give us the power to make our own decisions. He believes that without the will, we would be unable to make any meaningful choices, and that our lives would be predetermined by external forces. He also argues that the will is the only thing that can give us the courage to face our fears and take risks, and that it is the only thing that can give us the strength to overcome our weaknesses. In short, Sartre believes that the will is the only thing that can give us the power to be truly free. Sartre also argues that the will is the only thing that can give us the power to create our own identity. He believes that without the will, we would be unable to create our own unique identity, and that we would be forced to conform to the expectations of others. He also argues that the will is the only thing that can give us the courage to stand up for what we believe in, and that it is the only thing that can give us the strength to pursue our dreams. In short, Sartre believes that the will is the only thing that can give us the power to be truly ourselves. In conclusion, Sartre believes that the will is a form of self-determination, and that it is essential for living a meaningful life. He argues that the will is the only thing that can give us the freedom to choose our own destiny, and that it is the only thing that can give us the power to create our own identity. He believes that without the will, we would be unable to make any meaningful choices, and that our lives would be predetermined by external forces. In short, Sartre believes that the will is the only thing that can give us the power to be truly free and truly ourselves. Main idea number 17. The other is an essential part of existence. Sartre argues that the other is an essential part of existence, and that it is the source of all human relationships. Sartre argues that the other is an essential part of existence, and that it is the source of all human relationships. He states that the other is not just an object of our perception, but an essential part of our being. He claims that the other is the source of our freedom, and that without the other, we would be unable to make choices or to be truly free. He also argues that the other is the source of our identity, and that without the other, we would be unable to define ourselves. Finally, he claims that the other is the source of our morality, and that without the other, we would be unable to make moral decisions. Sartre's idea of the other as an essential part of existence is based on his belief that we are all fundamentally interconnected. He argues that we are all part of a larger whole, and that our relationships with others are essential to our own identity and freedom. He believes that without the other, we would be unable to make meaningful choices or to be truly free. He also believes that the other is the source of our morality, and that without the other, we would be unable to make moral decisions. Sartre's idea of the other as an essential part of existence is an important part of his philosophy. He believes that the other is the source of our freedom, identity, and morality, and that without the other, we would be unable to make meaningful choices or to be truly free. He also believes that our relationships with others are essential to our own identity and freedom, and that without the other, we would be unable to define ourselves or to make moral decisions. Main idea number 18. The self is an essential part of being. Sartre claims that the self is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human identity. Sartre argues that the self is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human identity. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly ours, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly me. He states that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly free, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly responsible. He further claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly authentic, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly real. Sartre argues that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly ours, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly me. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly free, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly responsible. He further claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly authentic, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly real. He states that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly ours, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly me. Sartre argues that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly free, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly responsible. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly authentic, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly real. He further states that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly ours, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly me. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly free, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly responsible. Sartre argues that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly authentic, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly real. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly ours, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly me. He further states that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly free, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly responsible. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly authentic, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly real. In conclusion, Sartre argues that the self is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human identity. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly ours, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly me. He further states that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly free, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly responsible. He claims that the self is the only thing that can be said to be truly authentic, and that it is the only thing that can be said to be truly real. Thus, Sartre's argument is that the self is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human identity. Main idea number 19. The absurd is a form of self-awareness. Sartre argues that the absurd is a form of self-awareness, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. Sartre argues that the absurd is a form of self-awareness, and that it is essential for understanding oneself. He states that the absurd is a recognition of the fact that one's existence is not predetermined, and that one must take responsibility for their own actions and choices. This recognition of the absurd is a form of self-awareness, as it allows one to recognize their own freedom and autonomy. It is also a form of self-awareness in that it allows one to recognize the limits of their own understanding and knowledge. The absurd is also a form of self-awareness in that it allows one to recognize the absurdity of life and the world around them. It is a recognition of the fact that life is often unpredictable and chaotic, and that one must accept this chaos and uncertainty in order to live a meaningful life. The absurd is a form of self-awareness in that it allows one to recognize the absurdity of life and the world around them, and to accept it as part of their own existence. The absurd is also a form of self-awareness in that it allows one to recognize the absurdity of their own existence. It is a recognition of the fact that one's life is ultimately meaningless, and that one must accept this fact in order to live a meaningful life. The absurd is a form of self-awareness in that it allows one to recognize the absurdity of their own existence, and to accept it as part of their own existence. Main idea number 20. Anxiety is an essential part of being. Sartre claims that anxiety is an essential part of being human, and that it is the source of all human anguish. Anxiety is an essential part of being human, according to Jean-Paul Sartre. He argues that it is the source of all human anguish, and that it is an unavoidable part of the human condition. Anxiety is a feeling of dread or unease that arises when we are faced with a situation that is uncertain or unfamiliar. It is a feeling of fear or apprehension that can be triggered by a variety of situations, from the mundane to the extreme. It is a feeling that can be both paralyzing and motivating, and it can lead to both positive and negative outcomes. Sartre believes that anxiety is an essential part of being human because it is the source of our freedom. He argues that it is only through anxiety that we can become aware of our freedom and our responsibility for our own actions. Anxiety is a reminder that we are free to choose our own paths and that we are responsible for the consequences of our choices. It is a reminder that we are not predetermined by fate or destiny, but that we have the power to shape our own lives. Sartre also argues that anxiety is an essential part of being human because it is the source of our creativity. He believes that it is only through anxiety that we can explore new possibilities and create something new. Anxiety can be a source of inspiration and motivation, and it can lead to new ideas and solutions. It can also be a source of strength and resilience, as it can help us to overcome difficult situations and to find new ways of dealing with them. In conclusion, Sartre argues that anxiety is an essential part of being human. It is the source of our freedom, creativity, and resilience, and it is an unavoidable part of the human condition. Anxiety can be both paralyzing and motivating, and it can lead to both positive and negative outcomes. It is a reminder that we are free to choose our own paths and that we are responsible for the consequences of our choices.